Forum, and we have a long agenda. Let's get started. To begin with, I think all of us would know about the high-speed rail train crash in China and the tragedy in Norway. So I would like to begin the meeting with proposing a one-minute moment of silence for those who have died in the incidents. So let us begin today's agenda. For the agenda, the first item is the confirmation of the minutes of the fifth meeting, which has been circulated to members. After the circulation, based on the latest version, on the 19th of July, there have been two additional comments that have been suggested. Two amendments has been suggested by the Western Kowloon Cultural District Authority, which refers to paragraph 3.17A. So, which has been also tabled, right, on the table. Okay, so it's the addition of the clause that is, as well as the existing temporary promenade, subject to further assessment. Right. The other amendment suggested by the Western Kowloon Cultural District would be in relation to 320. Okay, that actually refers to the conclusion. The Western Kowloon Cultural District WKCDA originally it was should pursue, and it was suggested that it would be changed to would pursue. I think this is inconsistent, consistent with what we have discussed, so I think these amendments are all right to me. So could we take these as being accepted? All right. Then there are two amendments suggested by Paul Zimmerman. Paul has made an amendment on 318, basically to expand on what he has proposed in the meeting. So I think this has been tabled. I won't repeat by reading it aloud. So I think that could be accepted. And in addition, actually, Paul has also suggested an amendment to item 5.6, which is on the last page of your minutes. Okay. That is about soliciting views from the general public. Paul has suggested to put a party responsible under the action column. But my view is basically this idea of inviting the public to present to the task force and to the Harbourfront Commission is basically a commission level thing, right? And especially when we have the Waterfront's Interface Task Force, we need to have a set of rules or guidelines as to how are we going to deal with, you know, suggestions or proposals to present in front of the task force. So I think it's not appropriate for us to identify the action party in this particular task force, but we would relay this to the Harbourfront Commission to look at it at an overall level. So how do members feel? How do you feel, Nick?
Madam Chair, quite happy. I mean, I raised this, if you remember, last time that I saw the advantage, if you like, of having periodic open house town hall sessions when we invite people to come and brief us on their thoughts, and clearly the district councils are a major part of that. I gather from Chris there are 9 district councils who front onto the water, so just coordinating 9 different briefings would be quite a challenge, but it's something we should do. We should do.
Other comments?
Only that I think we have to be very careful with that indeed. because reconciling different views and reconciling presentations once they've been made by district councils is going to be extremely difficult to do. Mm-hmm. And we might be, you know, putting our feet in very muddy waters, I think.
So,
on the other hand, Madam Chair, we have to be listening. We have to be listening.
Are there additional views? If not, I think the task force basically would support such an initiative, but then we would also like the commission to be able to give us some specific guidelines as to how to arrange perhaps in the next meeting, and that would come back to our task force. All right, and that would be, you know, kind of consistent among the different task forces. That's basically my concern. All right, so let's go through the item number one, that is confirmation of minutes. Paul?
Yeah, on 3.18 in the meeting, I suggested that the West Kowloon Cultural District Authority, who came here last time only to discuss the temporary uses, that they still owe us feedback on the well-publicized designs and the selection of the final design and how they're going to go ahead with the new design and the final design. And as I made the comment at that time, is that the Foster's design was extremely weak in terms of the waterfront compared to the other two, and that probably the other two should include good features of the other two should be included in the Foster's design. But anyway, that discussion, I think, should be held at a task force level here with the WQCDA. I hope that there is going to be an action. I know that 3.18 doesn't have an action behind it, but if all members support that suggestion, then we should be actioning it and asking WQCDA directly to come here and discuss with us what they're going to do now that they have picked one winner. But they have never asked us in terms of those what to do next or explain to us. So.
Thank you, Paul. I think this is a good point of which we have already discussed, and the Western Kowloon Cultural District would come back to us in the next task force. So we would kind of put forward, you know, this particular point that the okay. presentation should not just be on the temporary design, but also on the
thank you
on the final designs and the comments, feedback from the general public as well.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. All right. So that's conclude item number one.